Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of our message today is Don't Sweat It, God is Good. Look at the person next to you and say, Don't sweat it. God is good. Now, I want to read a scripture to you today, and this scripture is from a different translation than your King James Version, so don't get excited, okay? In Psalm 73 and 1, it says, No doubt about it, God is good. Good to good people, good to the good-hearted, but I nearly missed it. Missed seeing his goodness because I was looking the other way. Folks, this is what the Holy Spirit told me at the beginning of this message. He said, God wants you to stop blaming him when things don't go your way, when things go wrong, and start believing that things are going to turn out for your good. So that's the first thing I need to tell you today. That's what was on God's mind. Stop blaming me for things when they start out bad and start believing that they will always end up good. Listen, folks, let me just remind you. You know what the Bible says? It says that if you love and obey God, don't sweat it. No matter what you may encounter in life, because it is going to turn out good. In fact, in Romans chapter 8 and 28, it says that. It says, Now we know that for those who love God, all things are working together for their good. Now, Moses went to God to ask God, Lord, I want to know you. I really want to know who you are, what you're really like, what are your character traits? And he did this right after the children of Israel had sinned by worshiping a false idol, a golden calf. How many of you remember that in the Bible? So he was just kind of testing the waters and seeing, well, God has forgiven us, but I need to know, Lord, what is your character? What are you really like? Are you holding sins against us? Is there something that might happen later on because we haven't obeyed you? Just please tell me who you are. And listen to what God said to him describing his character. This is found in Exodus chapter 34 and verse 5. The Bible says, God descended in the cloud and took up his position there besides Moses, and began to call out his name. He said, God, God, a God of mercy and grace, endless patience, so much love, so much deeply true love, loyal in love for a thousand generations, forgiving iniquity, rebellion, and sin, still he doesn't ignore sin. And the Bible says that once Moses fell to the ground and began to worship God, he knew everything was going to be all right. Let me just say something about worship real quick. Worship brings the right perspective to any situation. But complaining grieves God's heart. It shows him that we don't really trust him. Now, I want us to really get real with God today because he's trying to get real with us. Please don't look at God as some distant God on a throne with a long beard and a hammer in his hand ready to hit you. God is a God of love. In fact, when the Bible says God actually described who he is, he didn't even talk about his creative power and all of the great things that he can do. The Bible says God is love. So we need to understand that everything that God does, he does it through a filter of love. Now let me just talk about that. The thing is, you know, many people look at people who are kind and very, very loving and gentle as being weak. Let me just say this to you. God is not weak. But he is love. And he loves us so much. You know that verse I just read to you? It actually says, he says, I am a God of mercy and grace. Grace meaning favor. I am a God of endless patience and so much love. God has so much love. God is so good that you really don't have to sweat the stuff that's going on in your life, because it's going to all turn out for your good. Look at the person next to you. So you're going to start early helping me preach this message today. Look at the person next to you and say, whatever you're going through in life, don't sweat it. It's going to turn out for your good. If you believe that, give God some praise. It's going to turn out for your good. Now, praising God will change the atmosphere, and if you're being attacked by the devil or anybody else, praise is going to put the battle in your favor. And this is so important for you to understand, because you're going to go through trouble in life. The Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord's going to deliver you out of them all. Like I said, it's going to turn out good. But while you're going through the trouble, God doesn't want to hear your complaining. God wants to hear your praise. Why? Because praise is an indication that you trust God to get you through it. And we should not be wondering, am I going to make it? Am I going to drown? Is this thing just going to fall apart? If we are children of God, we should be trusting God. It's going to all work out together for our good, like the Word of God says. Now listen to what it says in Psalm 149 and 5. It says, let the saints be joyful in glory. See, God wants us to live a life of joy. It goes on to say, let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Folks, singing loud songs of praises in the night season during your experience of trouble, okay, puts a supernatural sword in your hand to deal with it. I'm going to read the verse for you again. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth and a two-edged sword in your hand. See, you've got to understand that when you praise God, he's going to release a supernatural sword. He's going to release supernatural strength to deal with your situation. In fact, God releases victory for all those who will praise him during a battle. It could be your job. It could be your finances. It could be your family. It could be your health. You know, one of the things that we always have to understand is this. God will change the outcome and deliver us when we praise him in faith, regardless of what's going on. I want to give you an example in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and 15. King Jehoshaphat had just gotten some bad news. There were several armies of bad guys who were about to attack Judah, and they were way outnumbered. There was just no way for them to win. So they went to prayer. And as they praised, the Holy Spirit came upon one of the priests amongst them, and he began to say what the word of the Lord was that they so desperately needed at that time. And this is what he said. He said, King Jehoshaphat, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid, and do not be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march out against them. Folks, that is a message for us today. Don't be discouraged, regardless of what's going on in your life, because the battle is not yours, the battle is the Lord's. And he's going to give you victory if you just keep your faith and your trust in God. Now, I don't know if you remember what I just read to you, but it's a very interesting verse. It says, the battle is not yours, but it's God's. And then he said, but tomorrow go out and march against the enemy. You know, some people think that God is supposed to do all the work. God is supposed to do all the heavy lifting. In other words, I will just sit down by faith and I'm going to trust God. It's all going to be okay. Folks, faith faith is not like that. See, faith is the absence of fear, but not of effort. Come on, repeat after me, because this is very important. People don't really understand faith many times. They think if I am just believing God, I'm praying, I'm even fasting, I'm looking for God, I'm sitting here waiting on the Lord. No, you're supposed to be doing something, because faith causes you to get up and look for the answer. So repeat after me these words. Faith is the absence of fear. Come on. But not the absence of effort. Yeah, so you need to understand what the Word of God says in James chapter 2 and 17. It says, faith by itself is dead if it doesn't cause you to do anything. Don't say you have faith in God and do nothing about it. Verse 26 says, a body that doesn't breathe is dead. How many of you know that? If he's not breathing, he's dead. Take a pause. But if he's not breathing, he's dead. The rest of that verse says, in the same way, faith that does nothing is dead. You can't say you have faith and do nothing. See, it's important for us to understand. See, whatever you are believing God for, you must do something. You've got to do your part for success. See, things may not look good, but get up and do something, because things will change as you do something. That's faith.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
We don't have to wait to the end to win. I'm going to say it again. God is telling us, don't wait to the end to win. You have already won when you begin to praise the Lord. And let me show it to you here in Scripture. So the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army. So remember now, they're going out to face this army that is as big or as large as the sands sands on the seashore. It was a huge army against them. And so the king, he's already been praising God. He wants to get everybody involved in praising God. And he appoints singers. Where are my mighty men? Where are my mighty men? Get to the back of the line. Where are my soldiers? My awesome soldiers and warriors. Here we are. Get to the back of the line. Where are my praisers? Where are my worshipers? Come forward. Come to the front of the line. Get ahead of the army. And this is what I want you to do. Start singing to the Lord. Start praising him for his holy splendor. And the Bible says, and this is what they say, give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for his faithful love endures forever. Don't you love that? That the faithful love of God is not just for a day, but or for a week or for this could be your best year, or this was your best last 5 years, or this was your best last 20 years. The Bible says the faithful love of God will carry you throughout your entire life. Whatever comes up, God's going to be there for you. You can praise him in the midst of the battle. And this is what they did. They began to sing. They said, I give thanks to God. I'm sure the enemy was like, what? Have you lost your mind? Have you not seen our weapons? Have you not seen that we are more than you? Have you not seen? Have you not know we are about to crush you? The singers were saying no, but we see our God and we're worshiping him and we're singing to him and we can't see you. Yes, there's trouble ahead of us, but we can't see you because our God is so big. Our God is so big, we can't see you. We're just worshiping and praising him. And by the way, if you look up, you're seeing a lot of trouble. You need to look up at our God and see you in a lot of trouble. We're praising him because we know he's about to do it to you. You're about done. The Bible says in verse 22, and at that very moment that they began to sing and give praise to the Lord, God started to move. When you praise, God will start to move. When you lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus, in the battle, then that's when God steps in. That's when God is going to start to move. The Bible says, and the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting themselves. He released confusion on the enemy. That's what happens when you praise the Lord. God releases confusion on your enemy. And they start fighting each other. I don't know why we're doing this. We're in the league. Why are we fighting each other? It's because God's in confusion on you. See, if you'll just praise the Lord, there may be people who are against you, but God will charge each of those individuals and confuse them so much, they'll start saying, no, I don't think we should attack them. We should attack each other. All of a sudden, the attacks that are coming against you will actually be directed toward the people who are attacking you. I'm talking about praising God in the midst of a battle. God will send confusion on the enemy. Now, the Bible says that they kept fighting amongst themselves until they were all destroyed. What were the children of Judah doing, singing? They were giving them background music to destroy themselves. Oh, praise the Lord. Ooh, he just got stabbed. Hallelujah. Oh, he just lost his head. I want to give God some praise. Oh, that leg just fell off. Oh, did you see it just rolled over there? Thank you, Jesus. They were giving them background music for the battle. That's what you can do when you are going through a difficult time. Just sing some background music. I just want to give God some praise. Oh, you fight. Oh, hallelujah. I just got a promotion. Oh, you lost your promotion. We were going to give you one, but we didn't have the money. Oh, hallelujah. That means you're going to give me twice as much. Thank you, Jesus. Get out on the other side of the door. Okay, well, I'm leaving, but it's because God has given me a better company to work for. And I'm going to walk in and have more money than I had when I just left you. Hallelujah. I give God praise. See, you've got to understand, folks. You've got to understand that the only thing that can happen to you in the end is something good. Because all things are working together. Everything. See, we think that good things are working together for our good. That's not what the Bible says. It says everything is working together. All the bad stuff that's happening to you, what's it doing? Working together for your good. I said it's all working together for your good. The good, the bad, the ugly, the very ugly, the nasty, the stinky is working together for your good. God is working it out. I said, God is working it out. And all he wants to do is to get you to praise him and to trust him and to know that everything is going to be all right. God is going to defeat the circumstances in your life. And regardless of what has been happening to you, he's going to leave the rewards with you. The rewards of your praise. Because the rest of the story says, King Jehoshaphat and his men, when they finally got to where the battle was being fought, they gathered up the plunder. They found vast amounts of equipment and clothing and valuables. It took them 3 days to walk away with the treasure. Those people were coming to destroy them. And they didn't realize that God was about to destroy them. But how was it initiated? By trust and praise. If you will trust God, if you will praise God, whatever comes up against you, whatever you're dealing with in your life, God is going to step in and it's going to end in your favor. They never had to shoot an arrow. They never had to fire a weapon. They never had to jab a spear. All they did was praise the Lord. And when they finally got to where the battle was being fought, all they found was dead people and all of their treasure on the ground. What do you think we should do with this treasure? Well, I think God meant it for us because they're dead. They can't use this treasure. This is for us. And the Bible said it took them 3 days. 3 days to gather up all the good stuff and to walk away with it. I want to give you some good news today. Whatever you're going through, the blessings of victory on your life is going to continue and continue and continue, even into the next battle. Even into the next battle, you're going to walk away with greater faith in God, greater trust in God. Because after God takes care of one situation, you're not as afraid for the next one. Because you remember what God did for you. That's what David was saying when he talked to King Saul. He said, look, I'm not afraid of that Philistine giant. Now, I got bad news for you. Many of you are facing giant situations in your life right now. But your praise to God during the battle is setting you up for experiences like David had. He said, I'm not afraid of the giant. Why? Because when there was a lion that came. Lions that eat people, you know, they eat people. I went and I grabbed him by the beard and I killed him. Yeah, I did that. Oh, and if you don't think that's enough, there was a bear that came. And when the bear came out and he was ugly and he was taller than me and he was, I said, and I killed him. See, you can't tell me anything about God. Because when I went through my experiences in the past, he brought me through. And who is this giant? Who is this situation? It may be cancer. It may be my relationship with my wife. It may be like it's like divorce. It may be I lost my job. I don't even know what I'm going to come possess my car. But what is this giant? If God took care of the lion and God took care of the bear, God's going to take care of this situation too. Because everything, I said everything, the good, the bad, the trouble, the stinky things, the ugly things, it's all working together for my good. God would never let me go through something where I'm going to fail. God is never going to let me fail. I'm going to make it because I'm in it to win it.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Don't Sweat It, God is Good. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
If you've never received Jesus Christ into your heart, or would like to renew your relationship with him, pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I am sorry for them and I forsake them now. I invite you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Your word says, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I will be saved. I do believe.
and I do confess that Jesus is the Son of God. I receive you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer with me, then Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And I want to encourage you to continue to seek God by talking to Him as your best friend. Read the Bible. Trust God for all of your needs. He's always there with you. God bless you and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.